Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day, near 60 degrees today. You mentioned this earlier this morning with this recall on this butter.
Yep.
From Costco, what, million of pounds or more?
80,000 pounds.
80,000 pounds of butter being recalled because milk isn't on the back with the ingredients written there for people to see. It reminds me of the story last week. Remember the wicked story you had where they put that X-rated website on the back of the box?
Oh, that was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
They've got the wicked doll that's coming out.
Well, it's Barbie. Website. It's Mattel. And they have all the, you know, Wicked is Wicked out yet?
No.
But Ariana Grande's in it. And I forgot the other actress. But anyway, and so on the box, it actually, if you, it has a barcode that you can go to the Wicked movie for more information when it's going to be released, the actors and all that stuff. But you scan it and you're taken to a porn site.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It literally says www.com.
Really?
On the box. Oh, it's God. Not even a scanning. It just shows it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I thought it was a barcode.
No, I'm looking at it right now. What is it with this Wicked movie? It's supposed to be really big, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Man, I had two people reach out to me yesterday wanting to know if we're giving away tickets to Wicked. And I'm like, what the hell's Wicked?
Oh, really?
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a big movie. It comes out on November 22nd, yep. I think it is, right?
Yep, that's what it says.
All right, Ariana Grande and Wicked on the way.
And Cynthia, what's her name? Cynthia...
Erivo.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
She's like the main character that Cynthia is, yeah.
All right, I'm in the doghouse, Jamie. All right, let me run something by you and you tell me... I know how you're going to go on this, though. I hesitate to even bring it up.
Okay.
I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I fed the dogs yesterday using regular bowls out of the cabinet.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is very upset with me. Well, here's what happened. Let me explain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The dog bowls that were outside got buried in the snow.
Right.
I can't find them. I guess I could use that metal detector you bought me.
Well, right, yeah.
Out there looking for the dog bowls with a metal detector. Well, I couldn't find them yesterday.
Well, wait, why are they outside? Do you feed them outside?
I fed them outside. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It was before the snow.
Gotcha.
And so I've been sneaking into the cabinet and using regular bowls to feed the dogs.
Well, how does she expect you to feed them if you can't find the bowls?
Oh, I love you.
Well,
I love you, Jamie, because I expected you to be down my throat. Like, I can't believe you would use a regular bowl to feed a dog.
Well, as long as you wash it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the way I looked at it.
I mean, was it China? Was it fine China or something?
Yeah, it's pretty good bowls.
Were they nice bowls?
Yeah, they're pretty nice bowls. Dogs like them. Yeah. But I used them yesterday, and all of a sudden, it's like, don't ever do that again. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? As long as you put them in the dishwasher. Wash them. Who cares?
But you're kind of a gross guy all the way around. You're the guy that puts in your hats with the dishes.
Oh.
It's so nasty.
There's so many things I've washed in that dishwasher that I've never told her.
Oh my God. Oh. But no, I just think about your sweaty head, like on the top rack, going down to the bowls.
And the plates and the silverware.
I have about three of those. You know those little hat catchers?
Yeah.
That you, little plastic ones that you can put your hat in to wash
them. It's the hat mold that you, you keep them in there so while you wash them.
Yeah, the hat mold.
Yeah.
I've got about three of those.
With dishes.
Yeah, but shh, but I don't tell anybody.
So you told us.
I tell Jamie, but I don't really tell anybody at home.
I feel like she definitely knows.
Yeah, I throw it in there and it comes out so super clean. It's a great device.
Yeah,
man.
But and when I eat, I taste your head.
Yeah.
Or there's like hair in it.
It's terrible. Terrible. I saw where Quincy Jones, you know what he died? He left his seven kids $80 million each.
Each?
Each.
Wow. That's a good one.
Why couldn't I have been born like that?
Why couldn't any of us be trust fund babies?
You're one of seven kids. You would think you're getting nothing. Hardly anything. They got $80 million each.
Ooh, I'd be so thankful.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Daddy. I can't even imagine. That is crazy.
Instead, I don't know. My dad, I mean, he left me a little bit or whatever. He left for my son. But he did leave me a cabin that has cost me a butt ton of money. So that's good. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. $4,500 to cut down trees. Let's see here. $2,000 to clean up the whole area. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you and I are completely the opposite. Yeah. I mean, they left you just basically a shack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so sitting there.
Nice.
Sitting there falling apart. My family, when my dad died, they've just basically abandoned me.
I know.
They ran from me.
I know. They didn't even...
I'm telling you. I've told Jamie the entire story.
It's pretty sad.
And my wife, obviously, but they would be half siblings,
right? They
didn't
even tell him when the funeral was.
No, no. One of the person's half sister sent me the will. I'm clearly in the will, okay? And the guy's got like, I don't know, 35, 40 acres or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. 40 on the backside. But I'm in the will. And they literally just took off.
Haven't mentioned anything about it.
No.
No. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
I didn't tell him when the funeral was because they knew he'd read the will.
Yeah. I'm not Quincy Jones, man. $80 million handed to you. Man, oh, man.
Well, they must have been good kids. They deserved it. We'll go with that, right?
I have no idea. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. It's on the Odyssey app. Podcast will be there later on today.
I'm so excited that it's getting to be like Christmassy. Although I will tell you, I forgot if it was Nine News or Fox or whatever. They were talking about the Broncos and the guy was doing some reporting from his house and it was already decorated in Christmas and they just gave him all kinds of crap.
No kidding.
They're like, it is too early for you to be fully decorated for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
I think the floodgates are wide open, man.
Sure.
Right
after
Halloween,
I
right?
Totally
I mean, November and December, both you enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we only get so much time to have it.
I think you're better off with Christmas decorations going up early than leaving them up till June.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Well, you tend to enjoy them like October to December, but then if you go like January, February, they start to get a little stressful. You're in February, March, you're stressed out.
Right. So go ahead and put your lights up, your tree up, and everything, you know, get it going. And then, but man, get that sucker down right after that stock show. Get it down.
Oh, you're right. I want to tell you that. So I met these really great people, Shannon and Tony at Bud's. You know, Bud's is my place.
Yeah,
it's my cheers. Anyway, and so I met Shannon and Tony, and they had a lot going on. First of all, I guess he loves to camp, and she hates to camp, and he likes to camp on the ground in a tent, and then he had to buy a damn camper for her.
No kidding.
That's the only way she'd go.
Yeah. I like that style.
I know, but he sat back, and he was like, it's not even camping.
No.
We're just pulling our living room on wheels.
There exactly. You go. I like that. I've always said I would camp in a Walmart parking lot.
Right?
Yeah.
And so,
the convenience.
Then the other funny thing about them is, I guess a long time ago, he was living in Michigan and she was living in Colorado. And he called her up and said, will you marry me? And she said, no, because he did it over the phone, right? So now they've been together for years and years and years, and he won't ask her again because she turned him down.
That scarred him. He's like, nope, never asked her.
I was like, that's you. I'm with her. You don't do it over the phone.
Yeah, it's not romantic.
No, but I'm with him too. You stand your ground, man. You've been married for 35 years. You stand your ground.
God. But the funniest one, and I said, oh my God, I'm sitting next to Carson. So she, I was like, oh, are you, she asked me what I was doing on that day. And I said, I just came by to drop off a check for my roofer. And so I have to go home because I'm going to start decorating for Christmas. And she went, ugh, like that. And I go, what is ugh? And she's like, oh my God, I would never decorate for Christmas. And I go, well, what are you like? I mean, are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Are you, you know, like you just don't celebrate?
Yeah.
And she's like, ugh, it just ruins everything. It ruins my motif. It ruins my interior design. Like, she's like, just the colors, red and green are just ugly. No. I go, well, do white or silver.
No, listen, the worst part about decorating for Christmas, hands down, I think everyone can agree, is the glitter.
The glitter people
it's
hate.
Everywhere.
People hate glitter. That is true. But no, she says that because she has ADD, ADHD, she has everything you
like
have.
OCD.
Yeah. And so she likes all her like pillows, everything perfect. You know, she's one of those people. Everything has to be, he said, spotless. And so to her, Christmas is clutter.
Yeah.
Isn't
I could see that.
Sad?
I could see that.
I knew you would agree with
that. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love when the tree's up. I love at night when it's lit up, and I love decorating. But I will say, it's you got all this stuff everywhere, and then when you take it away, everything seems bare.
Right, but it's not cluttered. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's got to be organized clutter. It's got to be organized
clutter.
See
these people? There are people like him and Shannon all over the world that we don't know about.
You can have decorations. They just got to be done the right way.
Oh, see,
I think they have to. I'm with you about they have to be almost minimal.
Yeah,
not over the top.
Yeah,
over the top starts to look a little
gaudy. No, I'm over the top. Yeah. I'm all day long over the top. I love Christmas. Like, I put crap everywhere.
I don't want to feel like I'm in Santa's workshop.
No, I have salt and pepper shakers that are Santa and Mrs. Santa. I don't actually, but I wouldn't mind it. But the thing is, I did do this, and you'll find later when your daughter decorates, you will sneak down in the middle of the night and move the Mater ornaments that are all on the same stem, because he put like five ornaments on the same branch. I'm like, oh my, but I let him do it because, you know, he's decorating.
Yeah.
You know, I correct him. But then at night when he went to bed, I'd like move him around.
Oh, and
like,
then
what kid puts five ornaments on the same branch? Like, that's just dumb.
They'll do it again, and then I'll have to go back down there again and move them around.
The worst story that I ever heard, though, was this woman who was like Carson and Shannon. Sorry, I'm just throwing them under the bus over and over. But she made everybody wrap the... So, like, she had Christmas Eve at her house, and her colors were silver and white. And so when you brought presents for other family members, they had to be wrapped in silver and white.
Oh, my... That's a great idea.
I've seen that.
Yeah, like everything's uniform under the tree. I love it.
I've seen that on various
nobody's threads. Gonna tell me how to wrap my presents, right? Like, if because Kylie usually has our girls, you know, Christmas. She's not gonna go, okay, you guys, everything needs to be red. Okay. I only want everything wrapped in red.
What if she buys you the wrapping paper and gives it?
And gives it? She wouldn't do that. I mean, that is so. I don't know. It just doesn't feel very Christmas.
It's very controlling.
It is.
That's what it feels like.
And the thing about Christmas is it's kind of the madness, too, of the red and green and all this stuff.
Right. And you've got packages under the tree that are wrapped just eloquently.
Right.
And then you've got others that are just Santa Claus.
Yeah. Or saying ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got that. Or Mickey Mouse at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. What if, your wife should tell everybody they only can wrap a Mickey Mouse wrapping.
Yes.
No.
I was thinking of you the other day.
Why?
What point are you like just done with Mickey? I mean, when your checks are Mickey, I'm like, man.
Maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. 8, 9. Can't really put a finger on it.
Because I don't know what I would do if, like,
I will tell you.
If I was married to somebody and like they said, okay, listen, I have to have everything in Donald Duck. I'd be like, what? No, all our prints have to be Donald Duck. All our towels have to be Donald Duck. Our salt and pepper shakers are Donald. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's not that bad, but but it's close. It's very close. By the way, she threw me for a loop yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the living room area. She's in the upstairs area. And she yells at me and says, hey, what are you doing Friday night?
Oh, hey.
And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Another,
immediately
another
off.
One of those school events I've got to go to, or you know, something like that. Maybe even this couple's night at pottery or something, you know.
Couples pottery.
Couples pottery place.
Class.
Yeah, you know, here I am on that wheel.
You know.
And it threw me for a loop. She's like, what are you doing Friday night? Then she comes down to where I'm at. And I said, well, and I'm trying to come up with something fast.
You're like,
you know?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I got a bad back, you know. But I'm trying to come up. She goes, well, I thought we could watch the Tyson fight.
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh.
Who did I marry?
I love it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I thought of you when I saw this story, Jamie. Did you see the football player that took his salary in 2020 as Bitcoin?
No.
Oh my God.
What is it, $80,000 now?
I know how much you've regretted not getting in the Bitcoin industry.
Yeah, I have.
And getting your share of the payout with Bitcoin, which now is what, 80?
I think it's like
80-something.
85. It's almost 86.
He was an offensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers. His name was Russell Okung. And at the time, in 2020, he took half his salary in Bitcoin from the team. $6.5 million in Bitcoin he took. The other half, obviously, was paid in cash, but he took Bitcoin for the half. It's now worth $45 million.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Wow. That was a good – what a risky call, though.
Yeah, because you don't know. Right?
Yeah, you don't know, but what a brilliant move on his part.
My friend, I don't know how he's doing this or whatever. He's buying one piece of Bitcoin a dollar a day. I don't even know. I was like, well, how are you doing that? I don't even know. Yeah,
they started selling, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah.
You can just get, you know, just a 1% or whatever it is.
God.
But it's just
Okay, think about this. The last time I told you, so my son told me to buy it at 1,000. I told him it was a Ponzi scheme. You know, because I know more than my kid. So he told me to buy it at $1,000 a coin. I did not. And I was like, that's crazy. And he's like, Mom, just take the gamble, you know, $10,000. Just buy 10 coins. No, Ponzi scheme.
10 coins. $800,000 today.
I know.
$800,000.
It's almost, it's going to, and it's going to go higher, I think, but I don't know.
But it seemed risky at the time.
It still does.
Still does.
Because
what's backing it?
Now, if I get a coin, I have to come up with 85. Think about that. Now, if you try to buy a coin, you have to have $85,000.
I know.
That is insane.
It's like, what the hell? I have to take out a second mortgage to buy one coin. Man,
oh my God.
What's that all about?
Crazy.
We'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Lots going on, man.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
grab a hold of something,
it's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I know I should know this because this is my job, but I don't know it. Does anybody know when The Voice is on?
Nope. I don't watch it.
I want to say it's Mondays.
Yeah.
I think it coincides with Monday Night Football.
I feel like it's Tuesdays.
Could be.
Schmidel has his hand up.
Schmidel!
Tuesdays at 8.
Tuesday at 8.
Okay, so. So that's today, right?
Yeah.
It's today, Tuesday? Tuesday. So I guess on tonight's episode, this is what I'm hearing, is that Snoop Dogg and Sting cry.
About what?
Somebody moved him to tears, a singer.
No kidding.
Yeah, Snoop and Sting.
I may have to watch.
I know, right?
Wow. Yeah, if Snoop's crying.
They must be really good.
Sting, I don't know. I think he's kind of sensitive anyway. But that Snoop Dogg, to see him cry, whoa.
I'm always fascinated with Sting because I feel like he has amazing sex.
Sting?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because he's into tantric sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Tantric.
They're also on Monday at 7, so it's Monday at 7 and Tuesday at 8.
Well, I wonder if he cried last night or if it was today.
Yeah.
Will you find out?
I'll find out.
And then find the clip where they...
Yeah. I'm watching Monday Night Football last night. I thought I saw it on.
You did?
But it could have been a rerun. I have no idea.
Who knows? Well, I think it's their new season, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Try to find that and the clip and we'll play it. Okay. Kevin Costner, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. So don't yell at me. Kevin Costner had no idea how he dies in the new Yellowstone series. Here's him talking about this.
Well, hang on a second.
Okay.
I got to find it again. I wasn't ready.
It's number one.
No, I found out about it this morning, actually.
Okay, so you didn't see it?
No, I
didn't. But did you know how they were going to deal with it?
No, I didn't. That's their business, you know. I gave it 5 seasons, you know, a couple times talked. I didn't know I was going to even do it that long. There was a couple times where I talked about possible endings for myself.
I can't imagine that was one of them.
No, what I heard was, but no, I had I had come up with 2 possible endings. Back when it wasn't going to go as long as it did go.
But you're not displeased. You're okay with how they dealt with your character.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it's a suicide. So that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say this. All right, I'll carry the laboring oar. It's not what I would have hoped for Governor Dutton. Dutton never struck me as a suicide
kind of
guy.
Well, they're pretty smart people. Maybe it's a red herring. Who knows? They're very good, and they'll figure that out.
Yeah, what we found out this morning is changed everything, though.
Because it's a setup for murder.
Yeah, this makes more sense now, because when I was reading that it was a suicide, I'm like, Kevin there is like, well, I don't get this.
You know,
but now it makes sense.
You know, he'll be fine, but I feel bad for Kevin Costner. He's had a hell of a year. I mean, first his wife takes off with his best friend and you know, stoops the hell out of that guy, right? So that's kind of a bummer. She takes a lot of money. That's a bummer. And then he tries to take this big series of these movies that he thought were going to be, you know, just big, huge hits, and they're flops. I mean, just horrible flops. And they're so bad, he's not even going to come out with the second series of them that are already in the can.
That's depressing.
And don't forget, he also had to sleep with Jewel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a bad year.
Exactly. Did she ever get her gap fixed?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if she yodels in bed.
Yeah, probably.
I bet you she does.
Probably.
You know when she's having an orgasm? She's like,
I would guess.
I don't know.
That'd be annoying.
Only me. This is sad. Did you guys see that Liam Payne's Rolex watch is missing?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, now they arrested 3 people, right?
I think so. Yeah, drug dealers or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 people connected to his death.
They looked into their stuff, and they say that they don't have the watch. So, I don't know. Yeah, so they're going to go back and look in his room, which seems weird, and see if they missed it, like at a couch cushion or something.
You know, I feel like that with this particular story, that down in Argentina, they'll never get to the bottom of everything.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like that, you know, it's that... A country that actually goes that deep into the investigation.
I'm not even sure if it's... you know, it's like... I don't even want to say this. Anyway, I won't. Okay. I think it happens more often than we think, you know, like where somebody passes away and you're like, oh, there's a $56,000 watch on his arm. I think I'll take it. You know? And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
bizarre.
My a friend of mine was a Denver police officer. Well, my girlfriend was my friend. She was married to this lunatic, and he took money off of a dead body.
Oh,
yeah.
He got fired. Yeah.
And we don't know. I mean, Liam might have traded that watch for drugs.
No, they had pictures of him like an hour before he fell or jumped.
And he had the watch on him?
Yeah, yeah.
So. Well, then they should be able to narrow that down.
Exactly.
It was only two or three people that found him.
Yep.
Before the authorities, unless the authorities took it. That's what I mean. Yeah, I feel like those some of those countries are really crooked.
Somebody said, Jamie, I listened to your show with my kids. Oops.
Yeah. Darn kids. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh, I'll remember that. Okay. And tomorrow will be a better day. Sorry. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Megan Fox is pregnant.
She is?
Yep, with
is that good?
MGK. Yep, with his baby, Machine Gun Kelly.
Really?
Yep. You know,
that's a good thing?
I guess. I mean, he's wanted a baby. He has a daughter I think he ignored for quite a while, I saw in the documentary.
Yeah, and now they're really close now, but yeah. It was bad for a while.
It was kind of bad when he had a little one, but I don't know. I mean, he drives around in a Ferrari. I'm not sure a car seat's
like
going to go in that.
I feel like the kid's going to be born with tattoos.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Yep, there he is.
Yep, so Megan Fox has announced officially that she is preggers. So good for them. Yay, go. People are taking up for Michael Strahan. If you don't know the story on Sunday Night Football, they were all on the USS Kansas City, and they played the national anthem. Everybody had their hands on their hearts, except for Michael Strahan. He had his hands clasped. And everybody's freaking out, saying it was so, you know, disrespectful or whatever. But we even had Powerball Pete is a veteran, and he's like, I only clasp my hands. I don't even put my hand on my heart.
Yeah.
I clasp my hands and pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And Fox said that they're not going to do anything, that he didn't intentionally do anything. Then they did a whole background check on him with his dad being military and all kinds of military popped up in his family everywhere.
He grew up on a base.
Yeah, he grew up. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. But they found all kinds of connections to the military. There's no way you'd disrespect that.
Did you happen to find the voice?
I did.
Okay, here from it's from last night.
It's actually a sneak peek for tonight's episode.
Oh, okay, here we go.
So am I inside, but you know, I'm British, we don't show our emotions. You sang that song with such sweet regret.
My dad was my hero.
Thank you. I felt it here.
What I want you to do when you sing it, control your emotions. Because that's the key to your vocalization, especially when you get to that high
note.
They're
bawling their eyes out.
Sometimes when you get too emotionally involved.
He's got tissues. He's just bawling. Oh, I wish I would have heard the song. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But, I mean, that's,
I don't want to cry.
It
might make us cry.
It's weird to see Snoop Dogg bawling.
Yeah, I would never imagine Snoop Dogg bawling.
I mean, I agree with you guys. Like Sting, maybe, but Snoop Dogg is just bawling his eyes out. So that's for tonight.
No, that's tonight's episode.
Man,
I don't buy it. Snoop doesn't cry. Get out of here.
Right?
That's fake.
Holy crap! No, he's bawling.
They
bawling.
Put some Visine in his eyes.
Maybe. Yeah, that's Snoop has emotion. That's so sweet.
What could have somebody sang that makes Snoop Dogg cry?
I feel like it was a song. This kid sang a song to his father, and his father passed away.
Oh.
I feel like. Because he said something like, yeah, my dad meant a lot to me. So that's where I'm getting that.
Right.
He said it at
that
the beginning
make
of,
sense.
Of the clip. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to watch it.
I wonder if Snoop loses a street cred from this.
Oh, somebody said, no, Schmidl. They cried last night.
This does say it was posted 18 hours ago. Yeah.
This is the best show ever. What are we? Accurate and something?
Dependable?
Yeah, and dependable.
And honest.
Yeah.
Accurate and honest.
I think we're more dependable on being inaccurate. We might want to change this.
All right, well, I missed it. They cried last night. There you go. Tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ
and
Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. The podcast will be up there later today. You know, for the past, I don't know, couple of weeks or so, You've been talking about the Zach Bryan and that Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yep.
And how they're split up and how ugly it's got. The NDA, she was offered millions and blah, blah, blah. The bosses got involved. Everybody hates Zach Bryan now. And I've been trying to stay out of it. I've been just kind of, I haven't picked a side, okay? Let's say that. Till now.
Uh-oh. What happened?
He's been accused of stealing the pet cat.
He took her cat?
He took her kitty.
No!
She has come out and said that Zach Bryan. Now, look, you're a country music artist. You're Zach Bryan. You're on the road all the time, you know, playing in honky-tonks or stadiums or wherever you're playing.
Her cat's name is Stump.
And he took Stump. So if you're a dude and you take Stump, the cat, you're doing it out of spite.
Wow.
There's no way you love that cat. I mean, with your macho image and everything, well, Mr. Bryan.
That actually is the headline that he took Stump out of spite. Mm-hmm. He didn't even like cats, she said. He didn't even like cats at all.
He didn't even like cats. That's so sad. Yeah. I mean, it would be so obvious. Like if Lisa and I broke up and I took the cat.
Right?
I don't like cats.
And it says that his dog, Jack, hates cats. And so he didn't even want the cat. And so can someone steal the cat back for me?
Yeah. Yes. And if I'm Brianna, I'm thinking my cat's in danger.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
In danger with a guy that hates him.
And that dog?
Dog that hates him.
Man.
Oh, poor Stumpy. Stump.
This whole breakup thing is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. It's out of hand.
It is.
When I saw the cat story this morning, I'm like, okay, this is reaching different levels here.
Well, and the thing is, I feel like he just ghosted her because he didn't even care about her, right? Yeah. He just is done with her. So you would have to actually have some emotion to steal the cat.
And, you know, and he's playing this in... I think he's doing a great job with the way he's playing it because you don't hear any reaction from him.
Well, yeah, you do. He has a song.
He does have a breakup song.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, but he just released it, a breakup song.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, but you're not seeing him do interviews or anything like that to come back at her.
I mean, it's pretty big when you make a breakup song. Like, it's bigger than an interview.
Yeah. I guess.
He's definitely using it to his advantage.
I would expect him to be doing some type of interviews to defend himself, you know?
He's doing it.
But like, a song.
He's doing it like Taylor through a song.
I guess. Yeah. I guess. Well, now he has a cat.
Oh, well, good
so
for
if he's
him.
On tour and you hear a meow.
Stump.
It's a stump.
He should put it on the album. The cat.
And call the song Stump.
Yeah.
Here's my brand new single called Stump. Hope you enjoy it, folks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.